Stander Johnson. Well, I thought from Mrs. May's point of view, it could have gone better, getting a 230 vote against you.
Well, pretty crushing.
Pretty crushing. Will she be crushed? Now, that is the interesting point. I have a feeling that this is a lady who will come back and say, I still want to get this Brexit deal through, or a Brexit deal through.
And do you think she's, in a way, deluded, or is she just very determined?
I think both of those questions. I think she's deluded to imagine she can get anything like the Brexit deal she put before the House of Commons through, even with a bit of tinkering from Brussels. Not that the tinkering is going to be substantial. So she's deluded in that sense. But nonetheless, she's determined to be seen to deliver on what she sees as the Brexit commitment. And I say to myself, if I were Prime Minister now, I would say to myself, with the greatest respect to the people of Great Britain, greatest respect, it is just possible that, you know, we've had a government, the government has tried its utmost, it's been doing this for 2.5 years, it's failed. Would the people of Britain really mind if the government folded its hands quietly and said, actually, we think we're going to give up on this one? Of course, the government would then have to get the permission of the Parliament to revoke. If I were her, I'd say, look, folks, we gave it a go. We gave it what the Americans would say a college try, and we failed.
No. Where is Boris?
It's all go. I don't know where Boris is.
You know where he is?
No idea. But I thought that the EU had kind of a little bit latched on to the Irish issue as a way of kind of binding in Britain to the EU in a way which is quite advantageous to the EU in the sense that we continue to pay.
And the Irish weren't happy about it.
I don't know about that. I love Ireland. I think Ireland is the most wonderful country. Absolutely wonderful. One thing I'm 100% sure about is we don't need the EU to have a whole lot of rules about, you know, borders when we have a perfectly good international treaty between Britain and Ireland, which is the Good Friday Agreement. That is a totally valid treaty. Those countries together can look after any border problems that arise. So I don't think we necessarily needed this huge construct, which was the Irish Protocol.
My name's Teresa Villiers. I'm Member of Parliament for Chipping Barnet and former Secretary of State for Northern Ireland. The draft withdrawal agreement has been decisively rejected by MPs, and now is the opportunity for the Prime Minister to re-engage with Europe to seek better terms. A number of colleagues and myself have put forward a draft statement which we would make if we were the government, setting out how to take that forward, including, you know, tabling a draft free trade agreement.
So you're quite positive.
I obviously this is it's a difficult evening for the government. It's difficult for me to find myself on the other side of many of my colleagues, but on an issue as important as whether, you know, this country is genuinely independent or not, I had to follow my conscience and I had to vote down a deal which I felt was not in the national interest. But I continue to be very optimistic about the future of our country, and I think on the 29th of March, whether we have a deal or whether we don't, we will still be a fantastic place in which to do business.
And you think the border counties on both sides of the border, Northern Ireland and in the Republic, would be okay in a no-deal situation?
I believe that we can ensure that any new customs compliance and checks that are needed can take place away from the border without new physical infrastructure. And, you know, looking around the world, only at more or less any border in a developed country around the world, only a tiny fraction of goods are actually checked at the border. So I believe that using existing administrative techniques, existing technology, we can ensure that that Brexit doesn't disrupt life in the border counties, that business can continue, and that we can maintain, you know, the current situation of an invisible and free-flowing border while still maintaining the integrity of the single market, ensuring compliance with new customs rules.
Alistair Campbell, what's going to happen?
I do know in general, but I don't know in relation to Theresa May, because I thought that her reaction to the statement was kind of almost as though nothing's happened.
She's the great survivor. Can she survive this?
I don't know. I mean, we're in unprecedented times that you can have a prime minister face such a massive defeat on a flagship piece of legislation, and she's still there. So I honestly don't know. I think things will become clear over the next few days, but I hope what happens is that people understand that it's not just Theresa May being a dreadful negotiator that's the problem. Brexit is the problem, and that's what's got to be stopped.
Is there a way forward for this deal? Is the deal dead? Is it over? Are we back to square one?
What can the European Union give on this deal that she's tried everything to satisfy these dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of MPs who've all got very different reasons for voting against it?
Peter Mandelson. That leaves her with three choices, really. She can either go to Brussels and try and get a tweak of the Irish backstop and hope that buys off enough people to get it through a second time. Or she can reach across the House of Commons and try and find some consensus with the Labour side, and that essentially means going for a softer Norway-style Brexit. Or she can try and curry favour with the Brexiters, going for a very hard Brexit, a sort of Canada-style Brexit. I don't think any of those three are going to be successful, and therefore I think her vote deal is likely to be voted down again.
And watching on, and the fact that, you know, you were at the heart of it for such a long time, and even that TV show Uncivil War, and you're on it on the phone. Tell me, you know, an actor, for you, watching this all unfold, honestly, how does it make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel incredibly disappointed and very worried about the future of the country, obviously. I'm afraid there is a fundamental choice to be made now about Brexit. The Prime Minister wants to get her deal through without making that fundamental choice. The House of Commons is not going to go with her.
Out!
Yeah, leave means leave.
Out!
You want out.
What do
you want?
No deal Brexit. And then we can, after that, we can discuss it. But you go through with the democratic will of the people. We voted leave. There was either stay or leave on the form.
And you're holding up a sign. What does it say?
Leave means leave.
And does it?
Yeah.
It should do,
yeah. But at the moment, it doesn't look like it does it?
Because they're traitors.
Who are the traitors?
Very well said.
Everyone in Parliament, obviously.
Maybe it's time for her to step down and let someone like Jacob Rees-Mogg or someone like that step forward and lead the country. They seem to have a better plan than her.
We don't care what time it is, we don't want a deal! We don't want a deal!